Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Before we get started, I need my co-host to be present and ready and willing to talk tonight. So until they're ready, we're going to play you some music.
If you really want more, watch me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming, I'm more and more, 'cause I create the feeling that keep them coming back. Yeah, I create the feeling that keep them coming back. So captivating when I get it on the floor. I know y'all been patiently waiting, I know you need me, I can feel it. I'm a beast, I'm an animal, I'm that monster in the mirror. The headliner, finisher, I'm the closer, winner. That's when I'm
time. It is the middle of June, which seems very hard to believe considering how crazy this year has been, but there you go. And what is there to talk about this week? Well, police department in Atlanta over the past weekend shot and killed a black man, which prompted riots in that area, including the burning down of the Wendy's where the shooting took place. The police officers involved were charged today with felony murder. That is murder one in regards to this gentleman, which is a good thing. You know, to me, that says that people are, you know, in positions of power are actually listening when we say we want quick responses to what's been going on. So then the second thing that's been going on is that Wisconsin, well, Milwaukee County, that is giving their county employees what they call a floating holiday for Juneteenth Day. That means they can either take Juneteenth Day off or use that day to put together at another time, which is basically Milwaukee County acknowledging what Juneteenth is. The other ish thing is for the first time in its history, the state capital of Wisconsin, which is in Madison, will be flying the Juneteenth flag, which has pissed off a lot of people, but it's pissed off the same people who were upset about public buildings flying the lesbian and gay flag as well. So all I can say is, to be them. What I don't think that people realize is that those people who are sat in their nice rich houses or in any house bitching and complaining about a black flag being flown while in their air conditioning should realize that the man who vented the air conditioner and who held the patent for it was indeed a black man. And I'm pretty sure there's, you know, a whole list of, you know, inventions by black people that other people just aren't aware of. So I'm going to pass you over to AJ because I think that's a good subject to look into, what we deal with on a day-to-day basis in regards to stuff in our homes that were invented by black people. Until then, I shall pass it over to you and you can talk about some of the wrestling news.
Okay, some of the wrestling news. Give me a second. So we didn't get to do much of the show this past Monday because my laptop didn't, well, the mic wasn't set up. So finally got that set up. So hopefully get to hear more of that next week. But let's see, wrestling news. Mr. Man's in love with Angel Garza. Think of pushing him more. So that's interesting. So both, Vince, it kind of reminds him of a young Eddie Guerrero.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I know some people don't, like, agree with it, but just typical Mystery Man. What else? So there's a young man, black man, that's checking his car.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I found the inventions as you seem to have slowed down, so.
Okay.
These are some of the inventions. This is 8 of them. Okay, Alexander Mills patented a mechanism in 1887 after his daughter took an almost fateful fall down an elevator shaft. He invented the mechanism that is on an automatic elevator. You know the doors that automatically open and close?
Yeah.
Invented by a black man. See, now, I need to talk with this person about this one, a woman named Sarah Boone. For a pattern that she did for a design for a freaking ironing board. We need to talk because no woman should be designing an ironing board. Nope, I won't have it, but yep. Okay, you ready for this one? Frederick McKinley Jones in 1940 designed what was to become refrigerated trucks.
Oh, wow.
That was a black man. 23. Garrett Morgan invented the three-signal traffic light. Originally, apparently, it was just red and green, but he invented and patented having a yellow light put in so that you would know that the lights were changing.
Right.
1966, a nurse by the name of Marie Van Britten Brown invented the home security system. Alice Parker in 1990 patented a design for a central heating furnace. Oh, this is a good one. You know the mailboxes that you go drop your mail in that are on the street? Mm-hmm. Black man invented them. Philip B. Downing. Caller ID and caller waiting was done by a physicist called Shirley Ann Jackson in the 1970s. She was also the first ever black woman to receive a doctorate from Massachusetts Institute of Technology. So I'm going to see. There's a couple of others. I want to see what other ones can bring up. I think that's the same. Yep. It's the same list, but showing the photos of the people who did it. Okay, 14 black inventors that you probably didn't know. Let's have a look and see. Oh, no, I just found a better one. 30 things we wouldn't have without black people. Are you ready for this? Automatic gear shift.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, thank
God for that. Yep. Richard Spikes, 1932. America's first clock. Benjamin Banneker. He was a farmer, mathematician, astronomer, land surveyor, and he actually apparently was the subject of a Stevie Wonder song.
Oh.
Well, I just mentioned the automatic elevator doors. The blimp, by a man called John Pickering. Someone put Goodyear, better have this man's picture in their lobby. Yes, they do. Blood bank. Dr. Charles Drew, for his invention and method of separating and storing plasma, allowing it to be dehydrated and banked for later use.
Yes.
We use this one today. Dryer for clothes. George T. Sampson in 1892. God bless this person. Louis Latimer. He also invented the carbon filament that's inside light bulbs, making so that they would have a longer life. The folding chair. John Purdy. See, now you, Mike, now you know who to blame for when you get hit by a folding chair at a wrestling show.
Well, it only happened
twice. I mentioned the gas heating furnace. Gas mask, Garrett Morgan. It started when this guy had rescued trapped miners wearing a hood to protect his eyes from smoke. And it had tubes leading to the floor to draw in clean air. I mean, that's basic as it comes, but it started. Golf tee. The guy was an avid golf player, but he was a bad golf player. And he wanted to invent something to help him hit the ball better. The golf. We mentioned the home security. Are you ready for this one? God bless this person. The ice cream scoop. 1897. We mentioned the ironing board. Lawnmower.
Yeah.
The lawn sprinkler by the same people, two people. The mailbox, which we mentioned. Padlock. Washington Martin. He did an improvement on a 4,000-year-old Chinese bolt. The toilet. Thomas Elkins influenced several major patterns, but it's this one we appreciate because he actually did the system that means it goes around like that instead of just a mop. Pacemaker. Pencil sharpener. We're going to like this one. Potato chip. Guess what the guy's name was? Perfect for the potato chip with the crumbs. A reversible baby stroller. See, you're going to like this one as well. Super Soaker.
Was invented
by a black man. He was a NASA engineer. Suspenders. Thermostat, touch tone telephone, that was invented by a woman. And we mentioned the traffic light. I'm just going to see if there's. I mean, there's got to be so many more that And I think the other thing is that I don't know if it was you I was speaking with or Maggie I was speaking with, and we were saying about just because of how people were sold, like, I'll put it this way. If you go back in the history books, black people were listed as being only two-thirds human. The other third was considered animal. So, you know, and it's only been 59 years since schools were integrated. And we've come a long way, but there's still a long way to go, you know, a very long way. And, one of the things that I think would be, you know, I don't even know where I was going with that now. One of the things that me and Maggie were saying is if how many amazing inventions and cures for things being denied, so many things. It's like if you look at the jails and stuff, how many of those people in there were our future scientists and stuff? But because of how their families have been treated over the years and how society deems them, that we've lost out.
It sucks, especially with the jail population.
Right.
African Americans. Wish there was something that can change that.
Right. But we're going to play another song, and then we'll be back and we'll talk about some other things.
Mm-hmm.
We are back. So what I thought we'd talk about for a little bit is the fact that the NBA season is scheduled to restart July 31st.
Yeah.
So, which makes Sage very happy. So I'm going to read the article that the NBA actually released. It says, the 2019-2020 season went on hiatus March 11th because of corona pandemic. On June 4th, the NBA's Board of Governors approved a competitive set format to start the season, with 22 teams returning to play and a tentative start date of July 31st. The board's approval is the first formal step among many required to resume the season, and the NBA is working to finalize the restart with a plan. The restart is contingent on agreement with Walt Disney Company to use the Walt Disney Resort near Orlando as a single site for a campus for all games, practices, and housing for the remainder of this season. In anticipation of the return of the NBA, here are some common questions and answers. Again, it's important to note that all of these dates are tentative. It says the tentative start date is July 31st. The finals would end no later than October 12th this season. These are the ones for the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee Bucks, Toronto Raptors, Boston Celtics, Miami Heat, Indiana Pacers, Philadelphia 76ers, Brooklyn Nets, Orlando Magic, Washington Wizards. Western Conference, Los Angeles Lakers, LA Clippers, Denver Nuggets, Utah Jazz, Oklahoma City Thunder, Houston Rockets, Dallas Mavericks, Memphis Grizzlies, Portland Trailblazers, New Orleans Pelicans, Sacramento Kings, San Antonio Spurs, and the Phoenix Suns. This is based on a competitive format that has been approved. The returning teams are the 16 teams in the current playoff positions and the six teams that are currently six games or fewer behind the eighth seed in their respective conferences. To me, that seems fair enough.
I just feel sorry for another team.
I do too, but I think with hindsight, everybody's just glad that we're being able to play basketball again.
Right.
Games and practices will be held near Orlando as the season restart is contingent on that agreement with Disney Company, as we mentioned. The medical protocols are, they're working with the infectious disease specialist, public health and government experts, to establish a rigorous program to prevent the risk related to COVID, including doing regular testing protocol and stringent safety practices, which also means there's a possibility they will not have fans at the game.
Right, which is
going to
kind of suck.
It is going to kind of suck because the players actually vibe off of the fans, but that's the
right.
Same with any sport, you know? It said, how many total games will each team in the 22-team play field play before the playoffs begin? They're saying it varies by teams, but most of the 22 teams will play 72 or 73 games. So the eight seeding games are added to their regular season game total. The Dallas Mavericks would have played the most total games, being 75, and the San Antonio Spurs and the Lakers would have played the least at 71. The seven teams in each conference with the best records who would have clinched the pickup, the playoff spots, and the usual tiebreaker scenarios would be in place for those seeds. The eighth seed could potentially come down to a play-in tournament. The play-in tournament is saying how would it work. So this is what they've got. If the team with the eighth best record in its conference is more than four games ahead of the team with the ninth best record, no play-in tournament would be necessary. The final berth would be simply go to the team with the eighth best record. But if the teams with the eighth best record in its conference is four games or fewer ahead with the ninth best record, then we'll have a battle for the final spot between those two teams. That would be good. It's kind of like a sudden death type of, be any different. No, once the 16-team playoff field is set, the playoffs will proceed in the traditional manner. They've asked again, when is the NBA lottery? Assuming that the games begin on July 31st, the lottery will be August 25th.
That'd be fun.
How will lottery teams be determined? And they said, the 14 lottery teams would be the eight teams that did not participate in the restart, and the six teams that participated but did not qualify for the playoffs. These teams would be seeded in the lottery, assigned odds based on their records through March 11th. That seems fair. The NBA draft is then October 15th. This is assuming games will begin on July 31st. And then the 2021 season is going to begin December 1st. But all of this is based on the NBA season starting July 31st. Apparently, they're still working with Disney to, you know, make sure they can get all that, because just based on what they're saying, they're going to keep all the teams in Disney and have all the games there. So they're staying in the same, you know, there's no traveling between hotels and stuff. You know what I mean? So it'll be, you know, it'll be quite interesting. So what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I like where they're going with it. Like I said, it sucks for them not having, like, fans there, but I can understand why. But the format that they got it going for when it's going to start is a good format.
Right.
And because from what I heard, they were saying they're going to play like 8 games to make the season or whatever.
Right.
And the playoffs will start just
exactly
whenever, maybe like in August or maybe.
That's what it looks like, yeah. So the next thing I had to look up was Major League Baseball. And an article was released today at 1:41 p.m. in regards to that. Okay. So you ready? Major League Baseball sent a proposal for a 60-game season at full or prorated pay to the MLB Players Association. No deal is done, but they recently had a meeting. The latest offer has seen a significant progress considering where the parties were a few days ago. Under the proposal, the season would begin July 19th with the 60-game slate containing 10 off days. Sources on both sides of the negotiation said there's an expectation that further talks will result in a schedule being of about 65 games. Sources told ESPN that the offer includes an expanded playoff format. They confirmed in a statement, "At my request, Tony Clark and I met for several hours yesterday in Phoenix. We left that meeting with a jointly developed framework that we agreed could form the basis of an agreement and subject to conversation. Consistent with our conversations, I'm encouraging the clubs to move forward. Major League Baseball has made 3 proposals to start the season, and the players' union and the sides were about $1 billion apart in guaranteed salary. Players set to earn $4 billion in salaries before the coronavirus outbreak. The union had cut off talks Saturday after MLB's previous proposal said that the negotiations were futile. Sources said that the players' union would waive its right to file a grievance in the most recent proposal." I'm just trying to see. Talking about pay cuts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we could end up with a 60 to 65 game, you know, deal going on starting like end of July, which is going to make for an interesting sports season, let's be perfectly honest. I think for the first time in probably history, we're going to have basketball, football, and baseball literally all at the same time.
Right.
And that's when people are going to be rushing out to buy an extra TV so they can have football on one, basketball on the other, baseball on the other.
Right.
You know, but I think it's good because regardless of how, whether there's going to be fans or anything there, I think having that sense of normalcy and something to look forward to is what is really needed right now. We went for 3 months nearly where the only so-called sporting event that was on TV was WWE. Kudos to them for working out how to keep it going, because they did see a huge spike in people watching it and tuning in, because there really was nothing else going on. A lot of shows went into reruns because they couldn't record new episodes because of it. So I think, in, you know, that's what people need right now. is they need their sports back, whether there's fans there or not. We can be loud in our living room. We've been loud in our living room. You know, but as I said, the only issue I see is that the crowds normally help the fans, you know. They give them that oomph. But I think in a lot of cases as well, the athletes want to get back. It's hard for them, as you know, as an athlete, being out for that amount of time, it's not like it was injury. This was something, a pandemic, and it caused so many problems. And I think them being able to, you know, come back would be great. And it'll be great for everybody, to be honest with you. So what are your thoughts on how the NBA season is possibly looking and baseball?
For the baseball, I guess we have to, like, start somewhere to keep the 2020 season going, because you're going to need, like, a 2020 champion.
Right.
Like, same thing with the NBA. They're going to need a 2020 champion, regardless of how this goes or what people will say, that if whoever wins the championship will end up making it be like a fluke or something like that, which I don't understand why somebody would say that. Like, they can't help what happened with the Cameron Dennis and all that stuff.
No, this was totally unprecedented. This isn't even something that you planned for, you know?
Right. It isn't. It's just like, what more can you say about it, that the pandemic, like,
it's
just happened?
Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody over the loop, and plus, like, at least, like, we can't forget about NASCAR, because NASCAR was doing like a
they were doing a
virtual
online thing, weren't
right,
they? Apparently, loads of people really enjoyed it. They said it was pretty good. I know you said that it was decent.
Yeah, for some of it that I watched, it was pretty good. So, just can't complain about that one. But as for like the NBA, when they start the 2020-2021 season, we don't know like how many games they're going to do, or if they're going to.
Right.
Or how they're going to. Are they going to do like more back to back games just to have a kind of like a short season that they can get all 82 games, or they probably won't do 82 games. So just part of that, I guess I just want more information about the next season.
Well, and I think it will, you know, as we go along, it will, you know.
Right. Because I'm hoping maybe I can get some, when they come back and actually have a season in the city and stuff like that. And actually try to get some tickets.
Well, our plan was to actually have tickets. However, pandemic kind of threw us up in the air, so.
Yeah, that is true.
But, I mean, I think it really is needed right now. And there's so much, like, so much violence and hatred and all that lot going on. So the one thing that did join people together quite a lot was sports.
Right.
You know, there were times we could go out here wearing our Bucks stuff. Yeah, you Bucks fan. You Bucks fan, right? Yeah, you Bucks fan. What about them Packers? They'd be like, oh, I also think about Packers. But, I mean, you have that thing, you know. And I think that's what's missing, is that, yeah, we couldn't help what happened, but we needed our sports.
Right. Which at least we know now it's going to happen. Man.
Right. It's just the case that we've got the countdown to the resuming of the season. So.
Exactly.
But what we're going to do is we are going to play another song, if I can find another one that's a decent one. Okay, we're going to play another song, and then we are going to come back with for the final 15 minutes of the show.
I thought we were
now. Got dollars, got euros, got yen, I got pounds.
Zeros.
Calling me up, cause your bad check bound. My new chick 100 and she got her own dinero.
Zeros.
You think I'm thinking about your ass?
I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart? I was drunk, I was gone. That don't make it right, but I promise there were no feelings.
I know my cousin is. I involve her because just because she's more like knowledge person that I know besides Hazel. But we'll get to that in a bit. So like I said, I didn't do my show Monday because like the mic wasn't working on the, it wasn't working, but it wasn't like punching like it should be on the laptop I was on. So let's just get to wrestlers of the week, and I'm trying to think if I can remember. That's last week. Dick's weeks were, I believe it was Charlotte. No, it was Nia Jax. And I think it was, no, it wasn't Seth Rollins. It was, I think it was Adam Cole and Charlotte both won this week's Wrestlers of the Week. Now, as for stuff that's going on in wrestling, it's just like I just want to ask for people's opinions and things like that. So, let's see. I'm trying to look for the number if y'all want to call in the show. Just talk about a little bit of wrestling or whatnot. Or just whatever opinions you got you want to say. The number is 845-277-9360. Again, it's 845-277-9360. And it's just a regular rate to call. So go on and call in. But I know AEW and NXT is going on right now, and I would be watching that if I wasn't dealing with, like, other things. Like, let's see if I can find some news. Let's see, just give me a second here. Let's see here. Let's see. Indie wrestler address claims on sexual abuse. Let's read on that. So just give me a second here whenever it's. Just I have to load up. Let's see what's in the rest of they're talking about. Oh, in the rest of David Starr, also known as Max Barsky, who has worked for promotions such as Ring of Honor and CZW, has been accused of sexual abuse. Twitter user Slay Mysterio posted the following. He kept all the screenshots from 2016 to ever use against me if I were to speak to make me look angry and crazy. He had folders of several people. I don't let him post my own screenshots, but here's how to open their letter to David Starr. Okay. Just to be clear, yeah, there's like a Twitter pic that's on here. Let me try to look at the picture. Then I'm going to go right back to, because there was more that this person had said. Oh, wow. Yeah, there are some screenshots of the guy. No, that's why I'm not. Come on. Then maybe I'll do it this way. I apologize, people, for. So after I tried to work up the courage to call him, I couldn't write the song.
Let's see, where was it? Now, I guess this was more of what she said after that pick. So, just to be clear, I don't want anything. You want to book him, book him. You like this wrestler, you like his wrestling, whatever. This is for me because for years while I was trying to heal, he told everyone who would listen that I was a crazy liar. Every woman who's dealt with David Starr is tired. A lot of my screenshots from those times are gone because obviously I was trying to heal and I didn't want to be brought back. But I had some, I was manipulated into this relationship when he was still with his ex. Kay and I, now it appeared. Yeah, the last screenshot. So go to nodq.com just to read a lot of it. Let's see. Over the course of my life, I had grown and matured a tremendous amount. But when it comes to my personal relationships with, this was the wrestler, David Starr. My personal relationship with women, I had grown and matured a tremendous amount. But when it comes to my personal relationship with women, I had act like a child. It was nearly even every partner I had lied about the cheating and repeating that cycle. When it comes to relationship with my partners, I am emotionally immature and say the least. This comes from a lack of self-value. That lack of self-value stems from a lifetime of parental issues amongst numerous other surrounding circumstances. There's no excuse for the lies, the cheating, and attempts to manipulate my way out of the consequences, but just to say that I recognize where I've done wrong and why I continue those wrong and immature behaviors. Since August 2019, I've been going to a therapist. It has helped me reach and understand as to why I do these things to my partners. And it has helped me get to the root of the cause of my needless crave for external evaluation and my ability to be truly honest with my partners. Though therapy and other forms of self-care, I am taking steps so I won't put anyone through this again. That will only come through truly valuing myself internally, whatever that word is, which I'm seeking now as long, tough journey. This existence of a mass has acted a defense mechanism look to introspectively. That lack of introspection is the reason why my behavior towards partners has continued. Strange dichotomy is that social media that has exposed me to ideas that had inspired personal growth and mind drive of the other ways, including my views on society, economics, politics, and government. Regardless of that, my dependence on external validation has been detrimental to my personal emotional development. And it just goes on and on and says like how much he changed and stuff, and so he's apologized to his and all that stuff. So for people that's, you know, in that situation, or like the situation with mine where half of the wrestlers don't want to work with me because of my past and other makeup BS that they had, which is just sad because they want to talk about they want to have like a no crime or anything like that. Everybody has done something, but for the ones that done something, they just had, some of them just hadn't got caught. I'm not saying like to butter up my situation or anything like that. I'm saying this because nobody shouldn't be judged about their criminal past. There's some people in WWE got a criminal past and like they're doing just fine. And it's just sad that some of the indies here in Wisconsin that just do anything just to ruin somebody because they think they are either because of their background or most likely they think they are a threat to them. So, yeah, we do got Summerfest first. And that was the turning point. Because it was just crazy that we ended up getting it first, then like this one company, just their hatred just begun. Like, it just like I said, it's just like all jealousy and stuff. It's just a damn shame that we get all this stuff and like we all can't get along and things like that. So that's what WFSO was doing in the first place, just try to get along with everybody and try to help everybody, maybe help them get along or just help them, stuff like that. Then you got some people that are saying that everybody's getting along, which is not the truth. And it never was the truth that everybody was getting along. You got owners going against other owners, like trashing them.
And they were shut down.
Oh, Milwaukee Wrestling? Yeah. They were trying to do their own thing, but... Oh, okay. So, maybe I'll talk more about that next time, but WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. Check out the website and all the updates. So, we did got a little bit of updates on that, so check that out. Look for WFSO on Facebook. Look for Maddie's Memory on Facebook as well. And follow WFSO on Twitter. And like and subscribe our WFSO YouTube page, where you can look up some past stuff that we've done. And the latest video on the WFSO backlash prediction and things like that. So check that out. And like I said, we got crazy and funny videos on there too, so just check them out. So my show will be back on Monday, and Hazel will be back next Wednesday for her show. So if anybody want to do a show or want to do something on here, get a hold of us and let us know. But until then, from Hazel, this is Artrell. Y'all have a good night and have a good week.